Yo, what is up, guys? This is Daniel back with another episode. And today I want to share with you guys something that allowed me to start to become more self-aware. Now, first off, I think being self-aware is something that's super important. This is something that, you know, if you listen to Gary Vaynerchuk, he talks about and he is so huge on. But the reason I think it's important is because when you become self-aware, you can start that track to self-mastery. It's not until you can master yourself, that you can master your habits, you can master your thoughts, that you can have that responsibility and basically domination of what it is that you do, that you can really start to make the progress that you want toward your goals. You can probably make some progress if you don't have that self-mastery, but that's something that I've aspired to do over a long period of time by building the right habits, building the right discipline, the right mindset. And in that self-mastery, there's lots of different components. So the component that I want to talk about today was one of the first ones that I struggled with a lot early on. Now, early on, when I can remember, especially when I was a little kid, like straight off the bat, I was super reactive emotionally, right? Like whatever response happened, whatever event happened or situation happened, like if I didn't get the toy that I wanted, I got angry really quick. If I lost, I was pretty competitive. So if I lost basketball against my older brother, I started crying and made a big fuss about it. And I just grew up with emotions being able to literally control me at the instance that something happened. Over time, I was able to notice this isn't something that I really wanted to keep happening, right? Like I felt like I was out of control, right? When you're reactive, you feel like, at least for me, I felt like I had zero control. I felt like there was just something controlling me and there was nothing I could do about it. And it wasn't until I came across an idea a couple of years ago that really changed that perspective and that flipped that switch for me, that allowed me to start to, instead of being reactive, take a more proactive, a more proactive approach towards my emotions. And that is the idea that emotions aren't bad, that emotions aren't good. Emotions, simply, it's just feedback. So what happened was before, I would classify and judge my emotions. If I lost the game and I wanted to cry, I was like, oh man, I should hold back these tears. Like, crying is bad. I don't want to show weakness, or crying is weak, right? Like, I don't want to show that weakness. If I got angry, I was like, oh, angry is bad. You know, like, I would judge myself for getting angry. If I was happy, I would judge myself for getting happy. Like, who am I to be happy? If I start to experience these emotions, whether good or bad, or because I experience them and I classify them as good or bad, I would start to judge them. But when I started to read about the idea, and this came through, learning more about cognitive behavioral therapy, which, side note, by the way, I started to get into again. I want to learn more about those things and kind of teach you guys. But regardless, when I started to learn more about cognitive behavioral therapy, they introduced the idea that if you just think of your emotion as feedback, then you could start to go from there instead of judging it as good or bad. So what exactly does that mean? Well, what happens is our emotions are triggered by thoughts. So if a situation happens, reactive people have a thought that they go to consistently for that a certain type of situation. And that thought triggers an emotion. Now, if you don't believe me, just think about any situation, right? A specific situation where I think the example that I last remember was, imagine it's late at night, you're at your bed and you hear something. You hear a noise that happened in your house. Now, depending on your thought, your emotion is going to change. Because if your thought is, oh my God, it's a burglar, what emotions are you going to feel? You're probably going to feel maybe scared. You're going to feel panicky. You're going to feel anxious. Like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? There's a burglar in the house. Now, what if your thought is, oh, that was just the cat? Well, maybe you're going to be a little annoyed that the cat decided to go throw something down in the kitchen or whatever that may be. Or maybe that's your son or family relative that's coming home late and drunk and now you're angry. But regardless, it's that thought that triggers an emotion. Now, from that emotion, there's usually a behavior. And the behavior then leads to the thought, and this becomes a vicious cycle, which I will get into later when I go deeper into the cognitive behavioral therapy, because this is some interesting stuff. But what I'm trying to get to is reactive people are not self-aware. Or at least I was not so, I'm still very not self-aware sometimes, right? Like, I'm not this smart guru, I'm still a dummy. But a reactive person is not self-aware of the thought that triggers the emotion. So whenever something happens, they think they just, like, it feels like they just respond emotionally right away because they're not self-aware of the thought that triggers that emotion. Once you just use emotions as feedback, you could start to kind of reverse engineer that and start to think of the thoughts that trigger that emotion. So again, let's go back to that example. Let's say that you heard, there's probably better examples, but let's say that a situation happened or at least I'll tell you exactly how I did. If a situation happened and I noticed I reacted in an angry way and like I was mad, I was frustrated with whatever it was, what I started to think about was and ask myself the question, what made me mad? What frustrated me about that situation? What thought triggered this? And I would think, oh, you know what? I think it was because I started thinking, oh, I'm mad at that person because they did it on purpose. Or, you know, why was I sad? Well, I'm sad because of whatever thought it was that I was having. So by thinking about the emotion I created, then taking it back to the thought that I had, I was able to start to become more self-aware of the automatic thoughts that I was having. Now, it wasn't that I was able to become more proactive and I was able to respond better with more control as I started to change these thoughts and be aware of them. But first, I had to be aware. And you become aware by reverse engineering. Next, after becoming aware, I could then try to think of alternative thoughts I can have. If I do have that specific thought, what is a better thought? Or not a better thought, but what is a thought that is more aligned with how I would want to react in that situation? Again, we're not trying to judge them as good or bad. Just what's more aligned with how I would want to react in that situation? And over time, I was able to make that thought the habitual pattern for, you know, if I lost the game, I no longer was like, you know, super mad and frustrated and crying. I was able to accept it now and say, hey, I have to step up my game. If I want to win, I have to step up my game. I got to get, you know, whether that's more aggressive on the court, I got to, you know, put in more hours, more work, whatever that was. That thought was not like, now I wasn't crying whenever I lost a game. Now I was just like, I was praying more serious. Just like, all right, what are things I have to work on? And let's get to it. Man, and it's crazy because once I realized your emotions are just feedback that you can reverse engineer, then you can really start to decide what emotions you want to feel. And that is when I no longer felt as reactive anymore. And I no longer felt out of control. I no longer felt like if situations controlled my life. I felt like I was actually taking responsibilities and ownerships of my own emotions. But the reality was I was taking responsibility and ownership of my thoughts, which triggered those emotions. So if you were able to relate to that in any way where maybe you're also reactive emotionally for certain situations, and like I said, I'm not a guru, I'm not this perfect person. Sometimes I'm still reactive, but I've been able to get away from that over time so that I can actually be proactive and think about the thoughts that would trigger the emotions that are aligned with what I want to accomplish, that are aligned with my principles, that are aligned with whatever it is that I want to truly express. So guys, I hope that brought you guys value. I hope that brought you new insight onto how you could use your emotions as feedback and then reverse engineer them to really put yourself in a situation where you're not reactive and you have control and ownership over your emotions and then later your actions. All right, guys, if you found value from this, as always, you could please leave me feedback, leave me a review on wherever you can leave reviews and feedback. I'm always looking to how I can better serve you and how I can make this better for you. And I'm super humbled and privileged that you've been able to listen to it this far. So I'll see you guys on the next episode. Peace.